This is Bill Thomas. I walked up the stairs to the Spirit Room, 111 Broadway in downtown Fargo, and into a large room with two walls covered mostly with brilliantly colored paintings. There was a crowd talking and looking. I was there for Flow, F-L-O-W, by Jo Vertis. It was the opening of her art show, but also a concert featuring collaborative compositions that she'd worked on. And behind that combination, there is a story of hurt and healing.
The story is that I became very blocked creatively with music composition. And that was related to actually a trauma that I experienced in academia with music performance. And because of that, I kind of discontinued my professional life in music for a time. Then I became incapacitated due to a traumatic brain injury. And that is when I discovered that making visual art assisted me greatly with my symptoms. Mm-hmm. And I was able to use visual art as a therapy and a treatment for my brain injury.
And tonight we have a show of your pictures and paintings, but you're doing it together with music.
Well, I'm so excited that I am back creating music and performing music now. It was really the visual art that healed my creative process and allowed me to get back into music with joy and a sense of ease. And now they inform each other. So I learned from visual art and from painting about how to write music, and I learned from writing music about how to create visual art. And it's really a joy to have both art forms. I almost want to encourage other creatives to add an art form to whatever it is they're doing, because it teaches me different things that I wouldn't learn just composing music.
One of the themes, as we look around your show, you've got the pictures that you've done, and they all use alcohol ink, but you also have like needlework, hoops with different projects on them.
For the better part of probably 2 years, I was exclusively painting with alcohol inks, but I got interested in texture, and so I started mixing acrylics in, and I kind of went into mixed media. But this summer, I broke my toe. I broke my big toe. And I usually paint with a lot of movement and standing and running around, and so I couldn't do that. And I ended up sitting on the couch sewing a rag rug, a different one than this one. And I got to thinking a lot about the needlework that has been done throughout generations of my family and how they made functional items like quilts to provide for the family's needs, but they made them with great mastery, masterful skill, and great artistry. It was never considered art or hung in a gallery. So as I was sewing and thinking about my art exhibit here, I felt really compelled to bring in something from my ancestors and present it as art and give that recognition to the work that the women of my family have been doing for generations. So represented here in the embroidery hoops, not only my mom, my grandmother, but also my great-grandmother and my great-great-grandmother, as well as myself and my first cousin's 10-year-old daughter. So in this installation, there are represented 6 generations of my family, and I'm really proud to have been able to work with those materials and create something that honors and acknowledges the fact that my painting doesn't come from a void. I'm a part of a beautiful tradition of art making in my family that simply hasn't been categorized that way.
Jo Vertis's show is up through December 11th at the Spirit Room in downtown Fargo. See the art on Instagram at Jo Vertis Art.